eat or be eaten. 2. The eat or be eaten nature of life in the wild also causes predators or animals that hunt other animals to adapt in order to become better at finding and killing their prey. Predators often use one of three basic strategies. They run after their prey, slowly follow their prey, or hide and wait for their prey. All three methods have their advantages and disadvantages. Running after the prey is usually effective, but it requires great speed and a lot of energy. Since the running makes the predator very tired, it usually selects large animals as its prey. By doing so, the difficult chase will be worth the effort. To slowly follow another animal, for example, to walk in the water looking for fish, as many birds do, requires very little energy, but takes a lot of time. A predator that hunts in this way can choose smaller prey, since the method is less tiring and it can hunt several times a day. Hiding and waiting is, of course, the easiest way to hunt, but it is not as effective. It may take a very long time until something edible walks by. Therefore, animals that hunt in this way have adapted by digesting food slowly. They are able to go without food for a long period of time. Scientists who study animals can often tell what an animal eats and how it hunts by looking at its body or bones. As the animals adapt, their bodies gradually change. The shape of an animal's head and other features provide clues to how and where the animal lives. There are still many questions, however, and the scientists can't explain some of the shapes and changes that they have found. For a long time, animal experts were puzzled by the fact that so many ancient reptiles had very long necks. A new archaeological find in China may help scientists answer the question. Scientists found the bones of an ancient reptile that lived in southeast China more than 230 million years ago. It looked a bit like a dinosaur, and it had a very long neck. The neck was about 1.7 meters long, twice as long as the creature's body, and the head was very small. Scientists now believe that the reptile used its long neck to hunt other animals. The neck made it possible for the reptile to hide in the depths of brown water and fool fish and other animals. An animal that saw the head floating on the surface would mistake it for a small, harmless animal. When the prey got close enough to realize that the animal was in fact only the head of a large and dangerous creature, it would be too late. The ancient reptile could also change the shape of its neck in order to strike quickly and swallow its prey.